roskana makele bere mara dios kete haroza kandre bara kedele bere mara bara kedele bere mai harovos kedele bere bios kedele bere mara bande zavranush kete endies kelebe zevros kedele bere mashe kete vere bere dios kete ya lera bandios kedele bere mara bashe kete kele vere mai havros kene mene maskute zavana la dala bashe kete kele vere mara dios kete kele bere mai Siri biri 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 yes analada la rovos kandre vege kedele vidre bide mana ma Father, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your presence, for the weight of your glory. In Jesus name, come on, give him a praise offering, church, wherever you are at. Praise him, praise him. You guys can have your seats. Thank you very much. And I sense his presence so strong, but I really just want to get this word. I want to get this revelation out to you that you'll be able to receive him in a different way. Are you guys with me? What I mean in a different way, a more enhanced or elevated way, meaning that God wants to show a revelation, wants to reveal himself to you in a way that we have not experienced him before. When you see him as your deliverer, you can become a deliverer for him. When you see him as a healer, you can become a healer to others. Are you guys with me? When you see him as your savior, you become a savior to others, meaning you can go and lead others to the Lord. You can go and begin to do deliverance to others. You can begin to go and heal the sick. When you can begin to go and cast out devils, but only if we have experienced him in that manner. Are you guys with me? The Bible says that the Pharisees of the day, they said these words. They said this about Jesus. They said, "We have never seen you doing it in this fashion." I'm going to say it again. He said, "We have never seen you doing it in this fashion," which means that they were looking at him and the style that he healed people by, the style that he was preaching, the style that he was demonstrating was not the norm of the day. Are you guys with me? Whenever somebody arises or somebody in the kingdom rises with a different style, but they're bringing freedom or something is happening, the body of Christ persecuted. Listen, I want to tell you, if you're part of ECC, you'll be persecuted. But you're doing it in a different fashion. You're doing it Jesus style. Come on, are you guys with me? It's a different fashion. It's a different manner of how things are being held out. Say with me, the finger of God. Say it again like you mean it. Like it is powerful. I mean, Jesus. It is not like... It's the finger. Whenever you see the finger of God in the Bible, you'll see mysterious things taking place. Are you guys with me? You'll see strange miracles taking place. When the finger of God comes in, it is like, how can I say it? It takes things to another dimension. It takes things to another level when the finger of God comes into a place. I can go to many preachers and ask them, what is the finger of God? No one will be able to tell me. I didn't know how to study it. I don't know how to go by it until God revealed it to me many, 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 after many years. Say with me, the finger of God. Say, I invoke tonight the finger of God. You don't even know yet what it means. You'll find out now what it means. Listen, and we'll prophesy, and the finger of God is going to come in tonight and deal with businesses, with people that need breakthrough, deal with healings, deal with miracles, deal with prophecy. When we want to prophesy, it is easy. We'll prophesy you the month that you'll get pregnant, and we have it in proof. Are you guys with me? We'll prophesy it. We'll say to the gay club downstairs, if I be a man of God, in 2 months, you will shut down. And in 2 months, they shut down with a legal case against them, because the kingdom of God has arrived in the region. The finger of God has arrived in the region. I sense that you're going to become dangerous when you sit under this anointing, that you're going to become dangerous when you are in this place. Say, I want to be a dangerous believer. Now you believe, now you can't believe that some people will get upset with that. I got so much persecution. When was it? Was it yesterday? Friday. It didn't bug me, it didn't even move me, it didn't even let me lose any sleep. I just found out that I'm living rent-free in somebody's head. I don't even think of them, and they want to write books about me, seriously. But with persecution, the church grows. You're going to become dangerous. Say with me, the finger of God. Let me take it from a point here that I can begin to lift it. You know, we did the school of discipleship and people received such powerful impartation that last week. It was like electricity all over this place. And now the next one we're going to do, the next school of intake will be in August, but we're also going to do the same time school of mentors, where we're going to teach you how to mentor and show you how to mentor someone. God wants to use every person in this building. Are you guys with me? We are very full tonight, so I think we need to pack extra chairs out like I asked you guys for the other nights. I don't want the church to sit more than 80% full. Have you? Okay. Leviticus chapter number 4, verse number 17. Listen, I'm going to take you just through a thing to tell you what the finger of God is. Maybe I'll preach it. Let's just see. I don't want to teach it. Say with me again. Say the finger of God. There's places in the Bible, Leviticus chapter number 4, verse number 15, and you can put it, verse number 17, you can put it up there. I think it says, and the priest shall dip his finger, say with me the finger, in the blood and sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord and in front of the veil. We see right throughout the Bible, Job chapter number 4, verse number 9. Put on Job chapter number 4, verse number 9. Job 4, verse 9. Job 4, chapter number 4, verse number 9 says the following. It says, by the blast of God they perish, and by the breath of his anger, they are consumed. Are you guys with me? By the blast of God's nostrils, they are consumed. When somebody blasts their nostrils, they'll take their finger and they'll put it on one nostril or the other one. Are you guys with me? It's the finger of God. I want to show you how the finger of God works and operates. I'm not going to preach too long tonight because we need to demonstrate. We want to pray for people. There are many people that really came from far to this place tonight. And even for this conference. And we want to pray for them. So it says, by the blast of his nostril. Listen, even in when Moses went up the mountain, we see when he took the stone tablets, that God wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger. Are you guys with me? He wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger. Say with me, the finger of God. Say with me, the finger of God. Say dactylos. That's what it means in the Greek. The dactylos, the finger of God. That's the Greek word for it, as we shared this morning, metaschematizo. It's a scheme. It's being disguised. It's being a good hypocrite. Putting on Christ. In the same manner, putting on, when Elijah, the Bible says that the sons of the prophets pointed to Elisha and they said, the spirit of Elijah rests upon Elisha. Are you guys with me? When you are connected with, listen, when you are connected to an anointing, that anointing will rest upon you. When you are connected to God, when you are connected, we can put on Christ. Metaschematizo. I said even with the disciples, when Judas was about to betray Jesus and he came with the silver coins and they said these words, they said, how will we know who is Jesus? Are you kidding me? They knew exactly who he was. They were following him and following and journaling his every move. They knew exactly who he was. But the thing is that Judas says, listen, the one I will hug, that one you will know is Jesus. Why did he say that? Because the disciples were operating in schematizo. They were already disguising. They all looked like their master. They all looked like Jesus. When the hypocrites, when the Pharisees saw them, they didn't know which one is which one. Acts chapter number 4, verse number 31, they say this boldness that Peter and John is preaching in, they must have been with Jesus. Come on, are you guys with? It's meta schematizo to change our vile bodies to become the glorious body so that we may subdue. So with me, subdue all things, put all things. When meta schematizo comes upon you, there's a changing that comes that causes you to subdue everything under you. and to be changed into his glorious body. Come on, are you guys with me? And that is not the glorious body that we'll get. So say with me now in the same way, say with me, the finger of God. Say with me, dactylos. Say it again, say dactylos. That is the finger of God. So if they ask if we teach you Greek in the church, we do. So go with me to when Moses was on the mountain, he was writing the tablets and he wrote it with his finger. Then we see another place. I want to show you, I'm taking you through all the scriptures where it speaks about the finger of God. Because there's one scripture Jesus mentioned, one verse where Jesus was speaking. He said, when I cast out devils by the finger of God, you will know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now, many times we will change that scripture like preachers and we'll say, and even some Bible translations have changed that we say, when we cast out demons by the Spirit of God. Wrong. He says, when we cast out devils by the finger of God, you will know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. Are you guys with me? Which tells me, listen here, but when we move, when we operate and work, when the finger of God is an activity, is an operation, it tells me that the kingdom of God has arrived. Jesus said, when I cast out devils by the finger of God, when you begin to see manifestations, and I prophesied and I said, you will see demons scream out in this conference. You will see people set free in this conference. Some are not too happy, that's the ones with the demons. The ones that are happy is the ones without the demons. Amen. I have a thermometer, if I can say it like that, to test to see who has the demonic or not. Usually those who can praise God and dance and praise Him out of their belly with everything, they delivered. Those ones that, who's watching? Or I'm preaching just like looking at me. Some people are just glaring at me. Tonight, when the finger comes in, I don't care what your church has taught you. I don't care where you're coming from. I don't care what problems you have. May the finger of God locate you in this place tonight. May the finger of God locate you. Every problem, every situation. Say the finger of God. The finger of God does many things. So it wrote the law, wrote the tablets on the stone. Listen, Daniel chapter number 5. It says this. It said that Belshazzar, is it Belshazzar? I'm just paraphrasing. Belshazzar had a party. Is it Belshazzar? Daniel chapter number 5, verse number 5. It says, in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. He was having a party. The Bible says Belshazzar, a king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. And he invited everybody and they were getting drunk and they were praying and they were just partying until a finger came literally into the building, a hand. The Bible says he saw a hand coming in. Imagine that. You see a hand coming in with a finger and it writes on the wall, many, many, tekel, uparsin. And I taught you interpretation of dreams, how to interpret that, how it works. Those of you that were in our church, what it means. Many, many tekel uparsin. And we see the finger of God coming into that place. Balthazar invited everybody except the prophet. And God says, no. And I will drop and connect everything right now with you, okay? So if you're the prophetic, I said on one clip here, I said it's the prophetic that sets you free. I have not seen one church without the prophetic and the apostolic that can change and transform people. We have traveled from church to church to church. There's no church growth. People are not changed. People are not transformed because they lack the prophetic and the apostolic. You'll see people, they'll stay the same. But there's one aspect. The Bible says it's the apostles and the prophets that are the foundation of the church. Are you guys with me? Some people think that's the apostles, the 12 apostles. No. It's speaking of the apostles and prophets now that carry revelation. They are the foundation of a church. Even as we plant this church plant, you know who my oversight is. I submit to Pastor Mark's, my spiritual father. Prophet Angel is our prophet. I submit to apostles and prophets. I know that they can establish. They are the foundation of the church. Are you guys with me? Now we see in this party, they invited everybody except the prophet. But now let me just say something. And now we see automatically that not even God is there. So when the prophetic is not there, God is not there. So God said, listen, you didn't even invite my prophet. I have to just send my finger in to just write to you on the wall because no prophet could give you the message. Okay? But anyway, that's just a scripture. So we go on. And we see that in John, I think it is John chapter number 8, verse 6. When Jesus went, go find John 8, verse 6. You can put it on. Zavrondere. Why do I preach like this? So that you can get a revelation of the finger of God. Many people have great big teachings, but I want you just to understand one thing, the finger of God. That when you go to a job interview, you say, I invoke the finger of God upon that business opportunity. They said testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote with his, say with his finger, as though he did not hear them. Which basically he acted as if they were not there. He ignored them. Whenever you see me ignoring you, you must know there's something wrong inside of you. I'm serious. Are you guys with me? The prophetic is like this. If the prophetic ignores you, it's because there's something wrong. So, and Jesus would just ignore them, stoop down and write with his fingers. And he said to the lady who had everybody accusing you, he says, where is your accusers now? And she said, Lord, they are not here anymore. And he says, neither do I accuse or condemn you. Go and sin no more. And we see that the finger of God would even separate and remove accusation from your life. Are you guys with me? This lady, listen here, say with me, grace. I preach the message of grace in an accurate way. That this lady was there being accused, being caught in the act of adultery. She was caught in the act, which means that the man was there with the woman. Are you guys with me? Otherwise, it would have been a strange act. She was in the act. and the man was there and the woman. But they never pointed out the man. So the scholars tells me that it was one of them that were throwing the stones. This woman never asked for forgiveness. She never repented. Yet, she was crying because she was going to get killed. That's what the scripture will tell you. She was going to get stoned and die. She was caught out in the middle of the act of adultery. Yet Jesus said to her, listen here, in this zone, we call it the no condemnation zone. He says, where is your accusers? And she says, they are no longer here. And he says, no longer do I condemn you. When you stand by me, there's no condemnation. And he told her, go and sin no more without her repenting. Are you guys with me? The closest thing to an altar call I've seen was on the cross where the thief said to Jesus, don't forget about me. And he says, tomorrow you'll be with me in paradise. When you walk with Jesus, there's no condemnation. In the Garden of Eden, the Bible says that the voice of the Lord was walking with Adam and Eve in the garden. How can the voice walk? Are you guys with me? The voice of God was walking with them. In the Garden of Eden, how can a voice walk? It makes no sense. The voice of God is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. So Jesus was walking with, and you can see Jesus right from before Genesis to after the book of Revelation. And we see him walking in the garden next to Adam and Eve. But then after they have sinned, after they have fallen, we see he asks this question. He says, listen here, Adam, where are you? How can God ask him, where are you? It speaks of a locative, if I can say it like this, a location tense in the Greek, which means that he didn't say that he couldn't see them. They were just not with him. He was no longer walking with them. They had condemnation over them. Are you guys with me? You know what I preach about Adam and Eve? God never asked them, why did you eat the fruit? He said, who told you you are naked? Are you guys with me? You all think he asked, why did you eat the fruit? God asked them, who told you you are naked? But wait, but we were naked before. But it wasn't a sin. Okay. So, God doesn't have a problem with a sin because when you get into an atmosphere and you understand the cross, that's gonna be gone anyway. God has a problem with the one who told you you were naked. God has a problem with the one who's sitting in a measure. God has a problem with a preacher that tells you you're this bad, you're this bad, you have done this wrong. So we see that the finger of God removes accusation. We see it's a no condemnation zone. Say with me, no condemnation zone. Anyway, the finger of God. Go with me to Exodus chapter number 8, verse number 18. Exodus chapter number 8, verse number 18. Now the magicians so worked. Now listen, let me just explain the story. Moses was there and he was doing wonders. And they did wonders and they did wonders until the third wonder, I think he did frogs and the musician, the sorcerers, I almost said the musicians, I mean the sorcerers, duplicated the miracle and they imitated the miracle rather, not duplicated, they imitated it. But then Moses asked Pharaoh a very strange question about the frogs. He says, listen here, do you just ask now and God will remove the frogs from you today? And Pharaoh says, no, do it tomorrow. Which means that he became comfortable with the frogs infesting him. Too many Christians become comfortable with frogs that is in their lives. And they say, I want my deliverance tomorrow, not today. Only the one that is desperate. When you walk into your one or two bedroom flat and you say, I can no longer take this place. I can no longer take this small salary. I don't want it tomorrow. I want it. So Pharaoh made a mistake. He says tomorrow. So his deliverance came tomorrow. Let your deliverance be today. So then by the fourth wonder, we see how Moses turned the sand into lice. Are you guys with me? So then they said, now the magicians so worked with their enchantments to bring them forth, to bring forth lice. They tried to imitate, but they could not. So they could not. There's one thing that the devil cannot imitate, is the finger of God. So there were lice on man and beast. The next verse, listen. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, I like the other translation, it says, this is none other but the finger of God. Meaning, Pharaoh, we are your magicians, we are your sorcerers, we are saying to you, this has gone to a higher level now, a deeper dimension. We cannot imitate, we could have still imitated the small healings, the small miracles, small prophecy, but now it's gone to a higher level, which means that this is none other than the finger. How is it that sorcerers can identify and recognize the finger of God? And Christians cannot recognize the finger of God. It is time for our eyes to be opened. May your eyes be opened tonight, that you can see angels, that you can see... I don't know if you guys are with me. There are different realms. You can have your seat. There are different realms to visions. You get Rayon. You get Yetzar. You get Nabat. You get Mara. You get Hazon. Those are just five dimensions of visions. Where Daniel, the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar was sitting on his bed. Or was it Daniel? It was Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar was sitting on his bed. Nebuchadnezzar was sitting on his bed. And he said the thoughts. He said, I'm having visions in the night. The thoughts that comes into my head. Say into my head. Say thoughts into my head. On my bed speaks of the year after. There, I just given you the biggest key to visions. That your thoughts is visions. God will prove in Centurion that he is your God. I promise you. In every area that you are, when you're under the sound of my voice here, you will be imparted to, you will be trained up, you will be equipped to advance the kingdom of heaven. Listen. Let me show, that's why I wanted to show, go to this. I don't know if this is too much. We all say Yannis and Yambres, eh? How many of you know the magicians, Yannis and Yambres? Paul said, do you know that Yannis and Yambres, sorry, let me go to Moses in the book of Exodus. Do you know that nowhere will you find Yannis and Yambres? just don't read your Bible. We say Jannes and Jambres. Nowhere there. I'm not speaking of the New Testament now, I'm speaking of there. Nowhere there will you read Jannes and Jambres. But yet Paul said, they are like Jannes and Jambres. It speaks from the book of, was it Jude? It was maybe Jude. He says, they are like Jannes and Jambres. They are sorcerers. And he speaks of a certain type of people. And I'm thinking, but where did he get that name from? Names from? It's not in our Bible. Nowhere in the Old Testament does it say Jannes and Jambres. So people say, what you are doing is not in the Bible. Of course it's not in the Bible. Is the cell phone in the Bible? No. If we do a miracle, we pray for people for something, whether it's their car getting fixed or getting a car, was cars in the Bible? No. So get that thing out of your head. The thing where we must use the Bible to protect us is with revelation. Are you guys with me? When I get to revelation, I need to have the boundaries of the Logos, Word of God. But then even with apostles, it can even go further because the Apostle Paul did something. So Jannes and Jambres, just to surprise you, is not in the Old Testament. I'm going to go read that now at home. It's not there. It's only in the New Testament. So where did Paul get that info from? He was learned. Are you guys with me? When the finger of God comes, listen, even the magicians, even Satan will recognize the finger of God is coming. That's what I want to get through tonight. I'm just pulling back so that I can just get through what I want to get through. And it's almost done. We're going to then pray for you and prophesy and so on. Let me just explain. So what is the finger of God? What is the finger of God? Everywhere in the Bible where I read to you now, it speaks of two things. I didn't read the other scripture. I think the other scripture is also in Leviticus. And it speaks of the thumb and the finger. And it says, anoint and put blood on the thumb and the finger. And on your ear and on your toe. And it goes on like that. And it speaks of the priest that had to do that. But the Bible would only specifically mention a thumb and a finger. Are you guys with me? I need you to get this. So if I take my hand like this, and I say this small finger is what I call a small finger, right? This finger I call the ring finger. This finger I call the middle finger. This finger, Alan likes that one on WhatsApp. And this one I call... And this one I call the index finger. Some of you are so religious. And you've been throwing that middle finger all the time in the traffic. This is the index finger. So, and then this is the thumb. Are you guys with me? Please take note that none of this is called a thumb. Only this is called a thumb. These are called fingers. But when the Bible speaks of a finger, it is always speaking of the index finger. The writing on the wall. Writing in the sand. Writing on the tablets. Taking the finger and sprinkling in the blood. Every time the finger of God is used, it was used by the index finger and then the thumb. When you take the fivefold ministry, you have the teacher, which we signified like that. It's, you get apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. The teachers to clean your ears so that you can hear. That's how they use it. This is the ring finger, so it's the pastor. You put your ring over it, so your ring finger signifies the pastor. Your middle finger signifies the evangelist because he stretches out furthest. But this finger signifies the prophetic, which means that when the Bible speaks of the finger of God, it speaks of the prophetic coming in. That when the sorcerer said, this is none other but the finger of God, they were saying, there's a prophetic level that is coming in. When a city needs a deliverance and a level to go higher, to break free, to bring revival, it needs the prophetic. Stand to your feet, wherever you are, stand to your feet. Just raise your hands to the Lord, raise your hands to the Lord. I need a sound. Say, I will prophesy. Sing, I will prophesy. Yeah! Yeah! Come on, come on, come on. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him. I declare the finger of God upon your life, the finger of God upon your business, upon your ministry, in Jesus' name. Amen.